Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm ready for Christmas.
But you have to calm down because it is still November.
Oh, I'm so close. I don't want to calm down.
But it's coming soon. Don't worry, it's coming.
It is coming soon.
Holidays are coming.
Holidays are coming.
That advert's on TV, so it is coming. Seriously, you need to calm down.
I'll chill out.
Like a can of Coke? Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
But also because it's cold.
Oh, right, sure.
Christmassy.
It's freezing. It's really freezing.
Yeah, it's got so cold. I'm glad we've kept this heater on because I don't think we could have dealt with it. I mean, you're in a full duffel jacket and hat.
No, I love that it's almost like an ongoing joke on this podcast that I'm dressed like a grandma under a blanket, but it's actually so true.
Which is very appropriate to be so snuggly and cozy because this week we're going to be talking about gift goals.
Yes, presents, buying people presents. You've got to start thinking about it, Amy. Have you started your shopping? Have you got your list ready? Have you written to Santa?
Have you checked it twice? Yeah, I think I've bought most of my gifts.
Oh, for God's sake.
I do.
I can't even. But we're going to talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah, should we give people an idea of what's coming up in today's show? This week, we talk around all kinds of things, like the stresses of Secret Santa.
Oh, the weirdest Secret Santa present I ever received. We also talk about some of the hilarious presents that we have received or given over the years. Amy is very good at coming up with utterly ridiculous presents to give people, a lot of which she's made.
Alongside, I'm mentioning a couple of really cool charities that you can get involved with this Christmas if you're looking to gift people who are in need and could do with some festive cheer.
I keep listening to hear the ridiculous reason why Amy rearranged her parents' living room all so that she could fit in the most bizarre gift for her mum.
Sleigh bells ring.
Oh.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
You are listening?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's Christmas very soon.
It's Christmas. I saw a really great Christmas jumper today that it was that mum from Home Alone and she's shouting like, Kevin! And she's like frozen midway through saying it, surrounded by a Christmas wreath.
Lovely.
And like a grey marl jumper. Yeah.
I saw a Theresa May dancing, so that sounds way better.
Where can we buy that one?
I think it was on Etsy.
On my personal shop.
Yes, I have it in my cupboard. I've already got one. I know where to get it.
It's a good job you've worn it today. It's really good self-promotion.
Absolutely. I really want to talk to you about what your favourite Christmas advert is that you've seen at the moment.
Christmas advert?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I actually really like. So the, you know, Waitrose have done the ads with the fast-forwarding through things.
I've not actually seen it, but I've been told about it. I need to watch it.
It's really good. So they've done a series of them where, like, there's like a choir singing and they sing, they keep being directed really, really fast. And it's because they want to get out and eat the really delicious, like, mince pies and biscuits. But the best one is they've teamed up with the John Lewis ad and it's like a family watching it. And the daughter's like, oh, great, John Lewis ad's on. Amazing, best time of year. And the family, the dad is like fast-forwarding and the mum and dad just fast-forward through the whole Elton John advert. And they're like, great, okay, that's the end, and go and eat the salad. But it's really funny, like it's really cleverly done.
I love it. I love it.
I love Christmas. What's your favourite one?
Oh my God, you know what I'm loving this year? I don't want to say it's my favourite because I want to commit to that statement because it's quite a big statement. But have you seen the Sainsbury's advert? It's basically just like a bunch of kids doing like
the school play and the little plug.
And the boys just as a plug. And then they've really cleverly done this thing for social. And it's like a behind the scenes little... you know, interview with the guy who's the plug and what it was like to be the plug. It's so good.
My favourite thing about that behind the scenes interview with the plug is they've just got a clip in it that's like Plug's mum, and she's just chatting away about Plug being in the place.
I didn't choose the plug life, the plug life chose me.
Yeah. It's so good. Oh, I love it. Christmas ads, so
it's
fantastic.
It's so nice. Oh, I just love it. I'm so ready. Oh, I love Christmas.
I love it.
It's not even December yet.
Isn't it?
No, we need to count right
then. What day is it?
It's the 27th. The day that this episode's going out.
Ah, yes, 27th. Which is a whole month. I'm excited, though, because I am bizarrely not going to be having, like, a very cold lead up to Christmas.
No.
In a week, I am off to the Caribbean.
That is so nice.
Yeah, I'm going to St. Lucia for 2 weeks.
Oh.
So I'm going in a couple of weeks. I've been looking at things that I can do out there. And one of them is, like, they've got a kind of a market in the north of the island. And it apparently turns into, like, a Christmas kind of Caribbean market.
Yeah. Because it gets the Christmas time. It'll be like Jingle Bells, but
on steel
the
beach.
Drums.
Yeah, steel drums.
Steel drums as opposed to the jingly bells.
The lilting sound of steel drums.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's going to be good. I'm really excited.
Oh, I'd love a winter sun.
I've never, ever had a winter sun before. I mean, I have in England. There's been sun. There's been sun in England. But I've never been on holiday where it's been somewhere kind of, like, warm in the lead up to Christmas.
Sounds great. It's going to be great. I've had Christmas abroad. It was quite good, actually. I liked it.
It was still quite good.
Yeah. I had a Christmas in Australia 1 year and I was on the beach. It was nice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it as... So I imagine when you say, like, Christmas in Australia, you think, like, Christmas shrimps on the barbie.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like that?
Well, yeah, I had actual Christmas Day on the beach with all my friends, and then we went back to our
hut,
a garage. We just like had a party. But the next day, I went to my family's, and yeah, we literally had like loads of prawns and barbecue food.
I always associate prawns with like a Christmas Eve thing.
Oh, like a prawn cocktail starter.
Kind of. No, yeah. But like my family does like the evening before Christmas. I think we may have talked about this in Christmas Goals, so if you are like properly festive, go back and listen to Christmas Goals from last year, not our like sneaky lead up to Christmas gift goals. My family do it, so we do like a little like makeshift buffet on our little living room table, so we get like a prawn ring and cocktail sausages.
Like a buffet. Like a buffet. Do you line up?
Yeah.
Mom, dad,
yeah,
you,
brother. Kind of. We actually kind of do.
It's good, you don't have to wait that long.
Yeah, you're right to the front.
Yeah, sounds great.
Stuff all the prawns in your face.
Lovely.
So yeah, that's what reminds me of Christmas. But what reminds me most of Christmas is what we're talking about today.
Buying gifts.
Gifts.
Oh yeah. Not gifts. I know we've been all about the millennial trends and whatnot, but
we're stopping now, right?
It's not about gift. It's about gifts.
I don't think anyone has ever said gifts like that before.
Yeah, I wanted to articulate to the audience who are really like, you know,
listening.
Whack.
They're not really whack. They're really woke. Woke and whack.
Is woke good or bad?
It's good.
Oh yeah, they're woke. Our audience are like so woke that they might have thought that I was talking about gifts.
Oh god.
So we're talking about gifts.
Thanks. Have you started buying your Christmas presents?
Absolutely not.
So I feel like, right,
I'm useless.
There's two people, aren't there, in the world? There's the people who are you.
And you.
That's
exactly those two people, you're right. I know. Prepared, unprepared.
Tell us about you, and then I'll tell you about me.
I just haven't started Christmas shopping. It's simple. That is the long and short of it. I haven't thought about it yet. You are?
I plan well in advance. Like, I think a lot of the gifts I do, everyone hopefully likes to put a lot of thought into their gifts. But, yeah, no, I kind of tend to make a lot of gifts.
You're so bloody thoughtful. I want to be thoughtful, but I am also, like, a little bit... Like,
I didn't say they're thoughtful gifts. I mean, they might be the worst made gifts you've ever seen.
Yeah, and some of them are.
some of them are, yeah.
No,
but no, I tend to, yeah, I kind of buy quite far in advance. Or I buy quite a lot of Christmas gifts. We've just had Black Friday.
Mm.
So I do a lot of my shopping on Black Friday.
That is good.
Deals, I should have
done that.
Let's get you the first type. You don't worry.
I am so not savvy. I really need to. But don't worry, anyone who's close to me. I will get you a present. I'll pull it out of the bag. You know I will. Also, talk to me about gifts. You're really good at buying people presents. You've got me some pretty thoughtful and also like hilarious presents over the years.
I've kind of like made you, I think, a few hilarious presents.
Oh yeah, you made me a music video once.
Do you want to talk about it?
Right, listen, right, when we're recording our podcast, obviously we have to check the levels and all the boring audio stuff. Sometimes I come out with nonsense, absolute nonsense, just because Amy's like, right, speak, because we need to figure out what the levels are. So I do, and sometimes I sing, and I don't even know.
You sing all of the time. That's not a song. We sing together quite a lot of the time. It was actually, I remember it because it was a time I was really upset about something, and I'd come round for breakfast at your old flat. We were talking about sausage dogs, and I said Dachshund.
Oh yes.
In an accidentally German way, and then it became like a song, like Dachshund.
Yes. And Amy literally recorded, remixed, and made this hilarious like German techno version of me talking about Dachshund. It was really, really impressive.
Thanks. It took up so many hours of my time. I'd just be like sat on my laptop, and like flatmates would be like, "What are you up to?" I'm like, just remixing my mate into like a German techno music video with sausage dogs. And they're like, I mean, I have no more questions.
Yeah,
so
no biggie. I'll leave to it.
Yeah.
Leave you to it.
I think that might be one of the weirdest presents I've ever made anyone.
Also one of the best presents that I've ever received. So
thanks.
Thank you for that. But I feel like you've also done some pretty like big stuff. In the time that I've known you, you've done some great stuff for like your mum and dad and family.
Yeah. Some kind of out there stuff. I remember once for Mother's Day, a couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half ago or so, I was talking to my mum, you know, like Mother's Day rolls around. I said to my mum, I was like, oh, what do you want to do? She was like, surprise me. I was like, right, this is a challenge. So I decided at the time that I would bring afternoon tea to her because she didn't really want to go out. Like, she wanted to have time in the house.
Sounds like me.
Sounds like, does sound like, was it you?
Yes.
Is this your present?
I am Amy's mother. That was the twist that no one was expecting in this podcast.
The biggest podcast twist ever. Could you imagine?
You're not my mum. We're going to do Jeremy Goals next week, but stay tuned. We want to hear the story first for how Amy surprised me on Mother's Day.
Yeah. So when I did surprise you on Mother's Day, I decided that I would hire a jazz pianist to come and play our living room.
That was a jazz pianist, not a jazzy penis.
Yeah, very, very different things, thanks. But the jazz pianist turned up in a tux with the biggest like keyboard you've ever seen and like two amps.
I wonder if he's watched the John Lewis advert. Sorry, side note.
Yeah, maybe. But like my living room is not that big at all. So he had to like move the sofas out of the way so he could sit there with a giant piano and two massive speaker amps.
Your mum, what was your mum just upstairs like waiting to come down while you're rearranging the furniture?
Yeah, like I told my mum and dad to just get changed into nice clothes, go out of the house and come back at a certain time. And genuinely, it was just me, my mum, my dad, and my brother, and this like jazz pianist playing our living room. And you could hear like the next door neighbour the next day was like, what was happening in your house yesterday?
Was it a little bit awkward though? You all just like, were you all sat around having like a catch up and then he
playing
the piano?
That's exactly what it was like. He just sort of started playing and we were sort of having afternoon tea and just chatting and talking. And it was really sweet because it was like a really nice atmosphere. It was like good vibes, but it was kind of awkward. It got to the end when we sort of like cheered for Mother's Day and we paused and he sort of paused the music and he looked up at us and my dad just went, do you want a glass of Prosecco?
And did he?
Yeah, he did. He had some drinks with us. He was a really, really nice guy.
Hilarious. How did you find him?
It's like a site that you can hire
Mother's Day pianists are us.
.com, yeah. No, and I had like a sort of, he was through a friend of a friend that I sort of knew, and I decided that the most surprising thing would be rearranging my mum's entire living room.
Yes.
And then sticking a giant piano in it with a man in a tuxedo.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, so that was, I think that was probably one of the most like extravagant gifts I've ever kind of gone all out for.
Yes. There was a musical theme in all of these gifts.
Genuinely, most of my gifts are kind musically themed.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But I think one of my favourite gifts that you've got me was for my birthday. We went out for tacos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you got... So I don't know... We've talked about this in maybe the early podcast, but people who don't know this, I love Scotch eggs.
Mm.
Absolutely love Scotch eggs. And mm. Sophie very much knows
surprise, this. Surprise. I got him a Scotch egg.
Did
I?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say something about my Scotch egg.
No, no, no. I meant you to put a candle in it.
Oh, right. Okay.
That was the best part of the story.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I made the waiter come and bring it over like a birthday cake.
Yeah, which was, I think, one of my favourite moments and also one of the most awkward moments of my whole life, which was being sat in a taco restaurant and then this guy coming over with a plate of like two or three stacked Scotch eggs with like a lit candle in them, and then us having a really great time and everyone in the restaurant just being like, what the fuck's happening?
I think the waiter thought it was good. It was actually quite a bad effort though. It was like one, I think it was only like two Scotch eggs. It wasn't even like I made them into a tower like a cake. It was just like two Scotch eggs in a pack from Tesco. I shouldn't have told you that. I don't know how you can eat them. They look disgusting. Like when if they, when have they boiled that egg? Like, when? Why is it sat in a fridge in Tesco or Sainsbury's?
I mean, something can't you wrong say about that about it. All food?
To be fair, I did have a conversation today with somebody about, you know those like baked beans that have little sausages in them?
Oh, I love those ones.
Yeah, I love them too, but those sausages have been absolutely nowhere near a pig, have they?
No.
Like, what are they?
No, I like them. They remind me of festivals. They're what I have. We talked about them in festival goals once, but I had them for breakfast when I'm at music festivals.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different story. I'm not sure if I could really eat them cold, but that's okay.
Just me.
I think that maybe, you know, if you want to get me something for Christmas, you can get me a tin of baked beans.
Could I actually?
Some sausages. Yeah, of course.
Oh, great. I could even like paint a little Christmas scene on the outside.
Lovely. Oh, wow. Really, you always go above and beyond, you do. That's really nice.
Like too much. Overachiever.
I'll get you some Scotch eggs and make them look like snowballs.
I genuinely would really like that.
How
if you
would
can.
I do that?
Can you do it with like.
I'll figure it out. Don't worry. I'll figure it out.
Okay. It's exciting though. I met someone today who, she's a good French friend of mine, who has never ever in her life come across a Scotch egg, and I was trying to explain it to her.
How do you explain it, Gop?
I said it's a ball of egg. It's a ball of egg covered in breadcrumbs and then cooked, and she was like, what? And I was like, it's like a hard-boiled egg and then it's like sausage meat and then like breadcrumbs.
That makes it sound absolutely disgusting.
It does, doesn't it? But as I was explaining it, I was like, I've never had to explain a Scotch egg to someone
it's
before.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Gift goals. Scotch egg in the stocking.
Ugh, no.
It's not for you. What other kind of, like, talking of gift goals, have you ever got any kind of gifts that you think have been quite out there? Or have you ever, like, given people gifts that have been quite interesting?
No. Very great question. And the answer is no. What about you? I can't think. I quite like buying people presents, but I am quite, I'm not a planner. I like, I'm quite bad at getting things reasonably last minute, but still wanting to put thought into it. I'm not just going to buy them anything. Like, if I was last minute buying you a present, I would, yes, I would still get you a Scotch egg. You know?
I think you're
the
quite
thought would
thoughtful.
Still be there.
Yeah. Like, all the presents you've ever got me have been really thoughtful. Like, you got me, like, whiskey.
Oh, yeah, whiskey cubes.
Whiskey cubes.
Yeah.
Whiskey stones.
They meant nothing to me, but I knew that you'd like them.
Oh, yeah. See, you are thoughtful.
Yeah, I am. I am really actually very thoughtful. I'm actually really lovely.
I am really great person.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of any presents I've got for people that have been like amazing
or bizarre. Like, my family have quite a hilarious history of bizarre presents.
This is why I think there's no point in me actually telling any stories on this episode, because you will always top them. You made me a techno German music track. And to be honest, if we really wanted to, we could probably get it in the charts. I think we should try.
But I think, I genuinely think it comes, like, the bizarre nature of my gifts sometimes definitely comes from my family. So one of the most bizarre things that my dad ever got my mum. So I love my dad, bless him. He always gets like a little kind of dad stocking filler. I think we talked about this on Christmas goals last year. One of the things he bought for my mum, inexplicably, we have no way to explain this. Like, there is no explanation for this whatsoever, and to this day it still remains an absolute mystery why he did this, and it had to go immediately back to the shop.
Okay.
He bought my mum a for real talking cat toy.
What?
Like, you know those for real pets, like the electronic cats and dogs that you could buy from like Argos or Toys R Us, and they like meow
and they jump.
Like, no, oh, or like right. Their head moves when you stroke it as if it's a real cat.
No, but they sound creepy.
Yeah, they are fucking creepy. My dad bought my mum a pretend talking cat for Christmas once.
Wow, what is wrong with dad?
With like, I genuinely can't can't.
Does your
mum
love cats?
No.
Oh wow.
Okay. Like she's had like cats, she's had dogs, like, but I don't think she's ever turned around and gone, hey, do you know what, I want like an animatronic cat that like moves and talks to me on Christmas.
Oh, that's funny.
It's
oh,
really funny.
It's funny.
But no, like, no explanation whatsoever.
Oh, wow, that is funny. I tell you what, all my family are really thoughtful and good at buying presents. I can't ever think of a present that someone's given me that I'm like, oh, probably has been something that I'm like, oh, I don't really like this, but I'm not going to abuse them on podcast. And I'm obviously incredibly grateful for any gift of any kind.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
But last Christmas...
Gave you my heart.
I was... Yeah.
Very next day, you took it back to Argos.
Someone gave me a heart. It was weird, yeah. No, in my stocking, right at the bottom of my stocking, I'd, like, opened all these great presents, and I was like, oh my God, another present. This is so nice. And I've told you about the Smirnoff Ice game, haven't I? Have we spoken about this?
We've spoken... Remind people...
it's basically this ridiculous game that, like, I'm forced upon anyone who becomes my friend, because I'm still making friends. Obviously, but like, it's basically, Google it and YouTube it. It's famous, but it's the icing game. So you basically hide a Smirnoff Ice in a situation in someone's life so that they have to stumble upon it, and if they stumble upon it, they have to get down on one knee and down the entire thing. It's funny because it's a Smirnoff Ice, so there's like, it's just basically like lemonade. Anyway, this is, yeah, it's became a kind of continual game in my life. And yeah, on Christmas Day last year, I got to the bottom of my stocking and I was like, oh wow, is it? And I opened it and it was a Smirnoff Ice.
Was so, it?
I got iced by Santa.
Santa's a badass.
Santa's a badass. But yeah, so maybe this year, instead of leaving carrots and milk or whatever people leave, you could leave a Smirnoff Ice.
Like a 4 a.m. chicken burger.
Smirnoff Ice and a chicken burger.
I actually think that would be quite nice. I think if I got that in my stocking, I'd be quite happy.
It's more or less like, oh shit, is that the game? It's like, damn it. And then you can't get Santa back because obviously he's...
Santa.
Gone. He's gone into the night.
Off in his sleigh.
So yeah, that was good.
That was a good gift. Yeah, I've had some weird gifts, actually. Not from Santa, but again from...
It's because Santa's good, you know.
Because Santa's
because
good.
You ask him for what you want. Oh, yeah. He responds.
He always gets me really nice gifts. Santa's a bae. But yeah, I think again, in like continuing in like the ridiculous family gift buying, one of the most bizarre gifts I ever got was when I was 4 years old. And obviously I don't remember this, but it was caught on tape and immortalised for all my family. My like great aunt, like member of my family, when I was four, got me a toilet seat cover.
What? What is wrong with great aunts? Like, I feel like no one else would have given you that. I feel like she just had it already and was like, oh bugger, I've forgotten to get Amy a present. Oh, she'll like this. Or she'll not remember and she'll be fine.
And again, like,
what so was the cover?
It's just like, it was hilarious. It's like floral, like red little white patchy, like furry toilet seat cover. Oh. It wasn't even particularly hygienic. It was quite
I was going
to
say, how weird is that, a toilet seat cover? Like, it, why?
As a four-year-old.
And general. In general.
Shit, that's your Christmas present this year. But like, it's just true, like, it's one of those things, and obviously, as you say, like, always grateful for presents, but I feel like as
really,
a four-year-old...
Okay. I think that's okay. Did your mum and dad know and then just not give you, or did it get so
no, they
far?
They didn't know. Wow. She wrapped it, and
good.
They're like, here you go, here's the present. Mum's like, great. Four-year-old, like, what's this?
How did you react? Were you like, oh, good?
I think in the video, like, I just look very confused, and I run away and play with some toys.
Run away and play with your toilet seat cover, just what I've always
wanted. It's like wearing
wanted.
It like a necklace.
Other children playing with their dolls and you're like, oh god, my toilet seat cover.
I think it explains a lot if you know that that's my background.
Yes, that's very odd. Yeah, that is really weird.
It's really bizarre, right?
That is really weird. Buying presents can be really stressful at the same time though. Like if you, like, obviously if you know someone really well and you absolutely, like, you do have a great idea, then great. You know, sometimes people you've got to buy for and you're just like, ah, I just don't know, or like, they've got everything. Or I find boys really hard to buy for.
Oh, it's so hard to buy for.
Girls are so much easier, I just think, because there's just so much like nice little knickknacks. Generally they like getting, like, you know, you can always just buy them like a nice candle or a little plant. Yeah, like, whereas God, yeah, they don't care the same about those little sentimental little bits and pieces, do they?
Not generally speaking.
No, it's hard.
Yeah, it is quite hard. Oh my God, you know what does stress me out? Friggin' Secret Santa.
I hate Secret Santa.
Oh.
I hate it. Because also, you generally do Secret Santa like at work or something, so you all don't really want to do it. It's all a bit forced. You might not all really know each other on a personal level, and you've got like a £5 limit, so therefore, what can you actually get someone for, like, fiver?
Nothing.
Totally.
Yeah. It stresses me out. One of the things that I heard about a mate of mine did at their company was Bad Santa, which is like Secret Santa. Everyone buys a present of like £5, £10 or whatever. The aim of the game is try and get like the best or the worst or the weirdest presents you can. And you can bring the presents in and you get one chance to swap.
Oh, good.
So like you can steal one person's present, like, and swap it with them, but you can only do that once.
Okay.
So everyone gets one swap. So everyone's trying to swap to get the best present. But if someone's not used their swap, they can take it off you again.
Yeah.
So it's like it becomes a bit like a game.
Oh, why? I like that.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, we should do that. Oh, but then we do.
Me and you.
Yes.
Ooh. Who have you got?
Well, I got the toilet seat cover, so I wonder who that could be for.
Been keeping that for a special someone for years and years and years.
I remembered a few Christmases ago, I worked in an organisation and they decided to have like an organisation-wide Secret Santa. So actually, a lot of people didn't necessarily know each other anyway, but it was a pick a name out the hat situation. So big Christmas party and all the presents went under the tree and they all got handed out. And there was like quite a big amount of people that worked here. So there would have been people that didn't know who they were buying for.
Yeah.
And again, yeah, limit of like a fiver. I still to this day don't know who got me in that Secret Santa, but I got given like chocolate boobs. Isn't that the weirdest thing? I was like, okay, this is clearly...
You got chocolate boobs?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, this is obviously some kind of joke. And then I was like, I don't get it. I don't have big boobs. Why would I want these?
Someone genuinely got you and was like, do you know what she wants? Chocolate tits.
Even if they...
Tinsel tits.
It doesn't work either way. Like, if they knew me really well, that's like, why? What?
That is so funny.
But also, if you didn't know me well, why would you get me that? It's so weird.
That is such a bizarre present.
It actually like kind of grossed me out that I just left it on the table.
Oh my god.
I was like, I don't want them. I don't want to eat them.
No.
I'm fine, thank you. You're like, what was that all about?
Oh my god, what was that about?
I don't know. I don't work there anymore.
Yeah, and that is the reason why.
It's the reason why.
Like, Super Santa's so weird. Like, at my workplace last Christmas, someone, as a present, got a sparkly thong.
Seriously?
But it turned out it was from, like a girl mate of hers who'd seen it and thought, oh, she'd actually really like that. But when she unwrapped it, she didn't know, so it just came off as really bizarre.
Also, like, know your audience. Give her on the slide separately and be like, oh, you'd like this. Which would also be weird, but, you know, at least then she didn't have to do it in front of everyone.
Like a company Christmas Secret Santa dinner.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, Secret Santa's really bizarre. I love gifts.
Yeah.
But speaking of gifts, I mean, because obviously it's like a time of giving, we've talked about the ridiculous Secret Santas and the gifts we've made, but I think a really important thing to talk around, speaking of gifts, is actually how you could help people as well this time of year and how gifts could be like making a difference to people.
Yeah, like there's so many, it's a horrible time of year in there. It's like so cold outside and even just like literally giving a homeless person a blanket.
Yeah, Liverpool Street Station did the coat collection as well last week of being able to like donate. So even things like that, like if you've got kind of coats or clothes or anything, like there's so many homeless shelters you can donate them to. But speaking specifically of gifts, there was quite an interesting opening for something last week.
Yes, Help Refugees have got a pop-up shop in Soho until the end of January.
Ooh.
And you can go in and you can basically buy like different things that will go towards Help Refugees can like distribute things on the front line. So it's like you could buy a life jacket, you could buy a pair of shoes for a child, you can go in and you can buy something which basically will help at the needed stages of a refugee's horrible experience, so arrival, camp and the future, some of the things that they might need.
That's amazing. That's so incredible that that's something that you can actually kind of like actively go and be a part of.
Yeah, it's in Soho until the end of January, so sorry for anyone not in London. But you know what you can also do is that thing of just giving a homeless person something, because it also makes you feel really good.
Like, there's obviously, like, as well, speaking of gifts, there's a lot you can do on kind of places like Facebook. You can kind of donate to certain charities. Like, if there's a particular charity that you've got in mind, you can help and go and check them out. There's even a really cool charity, speaking of helping the homeless, called St Mungo's, where you can create Christmas boxes full of supplies and essentials and clothes that get packaged up and wrapped like gifts. And it's, yeah, it's super, super helpful. So as much as we're kind of talking about gifts, there's some awesome ways that you can be helping with gifts and spreading the Christmas cheer.
Yay.
If you're interested in helping others.
I love spreading the Christmas cheer.
Yes.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
How have you seen Elf? You've seen nothing.
Are you actually joking? I can't even talk to you. That is obviously my favourite film ever.
Can we go and watch Elf, please?
Of course we can.
Should we go now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll go watch Elf and happy Christmas.
Have a great festive period.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. If you enjoyed that and you want to hear more, then help us out and comment, rate, subscribe on iTunes and just let us know what you thought.
And please, if you did like it, please help us out by commenting, rating
or subscribing.
You can also listen via the Acast website or on the app, and you can find us at Podcast Goals on social media. So we're on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
All of the socials.
All of them. Well, not all of them.
Most of them.
Three of them.
But if you're on barely any of these social channels, that's
our way!
So drop us a line, we'd love to hear from you guys.
Thank you!
Bye!
Bye! Baby, come back!
I'm gonna keep that in.
Should I do that again? I'll do that again.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.